Blog Talk Radio. Hello.
Hello. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, Tiffany. This is Roseanne.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you today?
Good. I'm so excited about this episode. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Sash Versations. I'm your host, Tiffany Purnell.
And I'm your co-host, Roseanne Plant.
Today, our special guest is Stacey Simpson. She's the Elite United Nations Ambassador. We are excited to have her on the show today.
Hello, Stace.
I think she will be here in a few seconds.
Okay. I'm very excited to interview her today, aren't you, Tiffany?
Yes, I am. I am. I just love each and every episode. I'm just always excited before each episode because I get to learn about each title holder and I get to talk about their platform, and that's just really exciting.
And she has a show called Pageantry Now. We're going to be visiting with her about that as well as soon as she joins us.
Yes, and I love her show. I have watched it before.
Aren't you going to be an upcoming guest on it?
Yes, next Saturday, and I'm so excited about that. And I'll get to talk a little bit more about my platform, SASH, Students Against Self-Hatred, on her show. And my listeners will get to find out more about me. I know a lot of times, you know, my listeners do not get to I do not really talk a lot about myself on this show because this show is really for other title holders, you know, so they can just get, you know, their platforms out there. And so, you know, everyone can learn about them. Hey, Stacey.
Well, that would be exciting.
Hey, how are you?
Oh,
good.
We're great. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
And we're thrilled to have you.
Yes, yes. Let's get started. Now, Stacey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I am a 3-time cancer survivor that also has had heart conditions caused by my original chemotherapy and radiation. I was diagnosed in September 11, 1996, with terminal lymphoma, and I now am clearly survived and thriving on the other side of going through those challenges and using a crown to be able to change the world. Additionally, I own my own gymnastics program that's been very successful here in South Florida as well as in Texas. And I'm happily married and living in Miami and being a title holder and changing the world.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. And we are thrilled to have you today, and we can't wait to talk to you about all of the things that you do, not only with your title, but also with your other pageant work. You represent the United Nations pageant system. Can you tell us a little bit about that pageant system and what they stand for and what kind of title holders they're looking for?
Absolutely. So first of all, the system is absolutely all about community service. It is an international system that's based in Kingston, Jamaica. So the international pageant is held in Kingston, Jamaica in July. Their tagline is for the glamour, for the purpose, for the world. And it really is about changing the world from you know, the very, very simplest levels and being able to do community service projects even at the international pageant during the time that you're there competing. There's activities that we do with an orphanage. We're doing a 6K, raising money for different charities that are there, and then every single one of us are required to do community service work back in the countries that we are, as well as traveling to other countries and being able to give back as well. And I am an ambassador. Rather than having competed for the title, I actually was given the title of ambassador to be able to raise awareness and be able to be an additional queen out there trying to make a difference.
Oh, okay. Now, will you be an ambassador? Is that just a year, or is that a lifetime role that you've taken on?
That is a great question. I'm hoping it's a lifetime. Usually it's for a year, but they have extended them for different title holders as well. So right now I'm representing the year of 2018, and so I'm really excited that I'm being able to do that and hopefully bring some awareness. It's a huge system. It's been around for several years, and the director is a wonderful person, and he just really is committed to being able to help men and women both be the best that they possibly can. There are women's divisions as well as men's divisions as well.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about the details of those different divisions for our listeners?
Sure, absolutely. There's Teen, Miss, Ms., Mrs., and now Elite. Elite is for over 50. And then for the men, there's the Teen and then the Mister division.
Oh, very exciting, very exciting. And so that makes you quite unique, doesn't it, that you actually have a gentleman title holders as well?
You know, and it's wonderful. I think that a lot of men don't really get the opportunity to be recognized for the community service projects that they do. And I think that it's fantastic to be able to have men partnerships, and men in pageantry is starting to become more globally accepted. We don't see it quite as much in the United States, so it's fantastic to be able to see it starting to extend here and to be able to give men opportunities to be able to be positive and make positive changes as well.
Oh, well, thank you for telling us about your pageant system. It sounds very exciting.
Yes, I'm so excited. And the crowns are phenomenal. If you want a one-of-a-kind, like nothing you've ever seen crown, you can go to the Facebook page for the United Nations pageant and look at them. They are like nothing you have ever seen. They are handmade. They're made with semi-precious stones. I'm not a crown chaser for the crown usually, but this is one that is going to remain in my possession forever. It is like nothing you've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Well, Tiffany and I'll have to do that after the show.
Yes. Now, what attracted you to the United Nations pageant system? Now, there are tons of pageant systems out there, but what was special about the United Nations pageant system?
You know, I really try to stay on the side of when I look at competing pageants in pageants and representing pageants, ones that are really doing something for a cause, really out there, you know, working with getting their hands dirty. It's not about looking a specific way. It's about being able to make a difference. And that to me was super important. You know, we don't always have to look like the perfect queen. You know, we can wear jeans and a t-shirt and, you know, be out in the dirt and, you know, helping to build a house, or be out, you know, feeding the homeless, or be out, and not always look the perfect part, as we've been trained for so many years that pageantry is always about. It's about being who you really are and being able to make a purpose, you know, as you, whatever way you look, whatever shape, whatever size, whatever style, whatever person you are. And I think that's super important.
Now let's talk about, now you talked about giving back to your community. Let's talk about your platform. So tell us about your platform.
Well, my platform has changed over the years, but my current platform is called Embrace, and it's based on the body image movement, which was started in Australia in 2014. And the body image movement is all about learning to love yourself and love your body and being able to embrace who you are. And I think that, you know, it's so important that even with pageantry, where we try to look for perfection, you can see so many changes now in pageantry where all sizes and shapes and colors and ethnicities are being invited to be part of pageantry and represented in pageantry, that it really seemed to me that having my platform be about representing who I am. I don't look like the typical pageant woman, and you know what? I'm okay with that. I love who I am, and I really want other women to be able to love themselves, and getting away from this, you know, this ideal that there is a perfect way to look when ideally we are made perfectly just the way we are.
Now, you said something about the body image movement. What is that exactly?
It's literally about trying to accept yourself the way you are. You know, we spend so much time being trained to loathe the person that you see in the mirror. You know, you look at the mirror and you say, oh, I don't like my hair. And I, you know, there's like this little evil voice that's constantly going, well, if I was just a little bit taller, if I was just a little bit thinner, if I was just a little bit this, instead of looking in the mirror and saying, you know, you're beautiful. I love you just the way you are. And being able to take that positivity and move it forward and being able to recognize that, you know, what makes us different makes us beautiful.
Yes, and I love that. I really do, because I have my own organization called SASH, Students Against Self-Hatred, and it's for girls, for young girls who are trying to, you know, get them to be confident and truly love themselves, because really it starts at the elementary age. And honestly, it's so sad, but I know that at the age of 7, a lot of girls start to hate their bodies. And that's why any type of body image movement organization, you know, I would just love to like partner with them, or just love like, you know, just to know more about them. So do you have like an organization with the body image movement, or is it just
It's an international organization. Yeah, I'm actually a global ambassador for the international organization. You can find them at bodyimagemovement.com. If you go to YouTube and you look up Body Image Movement, or if you look up Taryn Brumfitt, who is the founder of the Body Image Movement, or even the documentary Embrace, it tells the story of how she went from being a body loather to a body lover. She was a mom in the middle of her 30s, a mom of 3, hated the person that she saw in the mirror to the point where it made her cry. She went and became part of a pageant to make her a bodybuilding pageant, and still hated the person that she looked at in the mirror, even though her body was perfect compared to many women that I see that compete in pageants. And she just said, you know what, this is not a great way to raise my children. How can my daughter, who's 4 years old, love herself if I don't love myself? And she took a picture of her before and after picture, and it went viral. People either loved it or hated it. And ironically, she got so much publicity here, because it started in Australia, that she was flown to the United States. She was on all of the major networks, on Good Morning America, on Today. Ashton Kutcher is one of her big promoters, like, you know, all about really just loving who you are. And so she made a documentary that she actually had a Kickstarter program to make it. The documentary has women from all over the world in it, and she traveled all over the world to be able to promote it. And now she even has an online program called Embrace You, where it's about helping people at home, just from sitting at their homes, be able to work on a project for 4 weeks to help them feel better about themselves.
Well, and that's wonderful. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Sorry, I'm going to have to look into that, because anything that has to do with the positive body movement and self-esteem awareness, you know, I really love things like that, because a lot of women and girls, we deal with those issues, and we let those self-esteem issues bring us down. And whenever you have low self-esteem, it affects you in a way where it it makes you where you let people, I guess, like run over you. Sometimes you have eating disorders. There are a lot of bad things that comes with having low self-esteem sometimes. And I just wish that, you know, there was more out there that could empower women and educate them about being more confident.
Absolutely. And I think, too, with pageantry, you know, we put ourselves in a situation where we're letting ourselves be judged, so it's very subjective. And a lot of times in pageantry, you know, women that compete let the decisions of the judges make their feelings, you know, be internalized, and they think less of themselves because they haven't taken a title or taken a crown. And at the end of the day, pageantry shouldn't be about who has the crown. It's about the difference that you make with the crown that you have, with the title that you have, and being able to love who you are. And I think that confidence really comes across when you compete as well. If you love you, if you love the way you look, if you are confident and beautiful on the inside, that comes out on the outside. And that's really what the whole idea of this whole concept is to convey.
And don't you think, as someone who's a cancer survivor, you have such a different outlook that your body is not just about beauty, but it's about the thing, the entity that supports you and keeps you alive. And it's a wonderful thing. And we shouldn't just view it as a thing of outdoor, of outward beauty. It's actually an amazing machine that, in your case, you have healed and you've come out the other side. And I think we don't give our bodies enough credit for carrying us through some of our most stressful times.
No, absolutely. And our bodies are vehicles to get us to where we want to go, but we treat, you know, if you didn't put gas in your car, would it go where it needs to go? After a while, it gets out. So our bodies are vehicles for our purpose. And if we don't take care of it and we don't feed into it and we don't give it, you know, oil changes and, you know, give it the food that it needs and give it what it needs to be able to give you, you know, your opportunities to do what you need to do, it is a machine. It is something that, you know, I mean, I'm very, very blessed, and I can't believe what I've been through and that my body keeps fighting through it over and over and over again. But the doctors also tell me that it's my outlook and the positivity that makes my body respond correctly to being able to fight forward and be able to overcome the obstacles. So they kind of work hand in hand. If you don't have that good positive outlook and you don't have that feeling that your body can do it, then your body starts to give up on you. And so you have to be able to feed it with good positive vibes. And I mean, even when I was going through chemotherapy, like, I would literally think of the chemotherapy as little Pac-Mans from many, many years ago going through and eating the cancer. Mm-hmm. So I used positivity as a way to make the medication that was in my body work better, so my body could work to help itself.
Well, that, and I do believe that it is a combination of mind and body, especially when you're fighting something like that. Well, Tiffany and I would love to hear more about your pageant experience, including your Pageantry Now show. And so could you tell us and your listeners about how that started, what you do, and if you are looking for title holders to be on your show?
Okay, first of all, Pageantry Now started on the red carpet at Miss Universe, literally. I was doing reporting for another show, and I came across it from one of the people who was on the red carpet. And Perez Hilton and I were both standing on the red carpet, and another YouNower came up and he said, "Hey, you guys are live." And I was like, "Live on what?" And he had his phone, and we were live on YouNow on his show. His name is Ruben Wilson, and he now has a TV show on the Oprah Network. But he was doing like backstage stuff, like I was doing reporting on the red carpet. And I said, "You know what? This is such an amazing platform. How fantastic would it be for me to be able to have title holders come on and share their stories?" And it started at Miss Universe, but it became about, you know, the local level title holders and then also national. I have lots of national and lots of international guests as well, but really being able to share their stories of how they're making a difference in the world. We see in pageantry very often with social media the bloopers and, you know, the mistakes that people make in pageants, and everyone's so quick to judge on the questions that happen on stage and the controversy that goes on when we see reality television shows about pageants. And we don't really get to see the positive effect of what pageantry really is. And men and women doing community service, making a difference, changing lives, going out and inspiring people, you know, being ambassadors for their city or for their state or for their nation, and being able to talk to people and be able to make a difference. So I think it was, that's the whole intention of pageantry now. So I am always looking for title holders that want to be on the show. Right now we do one show a week. We might be interested in doing two shows a week. So if anybody is interested, they can find us on Pageantry Now on Facebook. We have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have EU Now station, and then we also have a YouTube station. And the way the shows are done, you call in kind of like this, except that they can see you, kind of like Skype, but it's live streaming, and so other people can join us and ask questions and chat just like on Facebook Live.
Oh, how exciting, and how wonderful to be at Miss Universe. We, Tiffany and I, were just discussing that when we were getting ready for the show today, and we both said, we were so excited she went there. We'd love to do that. So who have been some of your favorite interviews?
You know, I got to be honest, shout-outs to my two favorite, well, I'm friends with four Miss USAs, five Miss USAs, but Deshauna Barber has been one of the most inspiring women that I've ever met on the red carpet, and I've gotten to know her personally, Miss USA 2016, and Kyra McCullough, the same thing, getting to know her as Miss USA, but she is so real and loving and fantastic. I've had the great opportunity to meet, you know, Steve Harvey, Charlie Puth, Perez Hilton, the Van Perry, Shawn Mendes. I did meet President Trump. You know, it has been crazy being on the Miss Universe stage. I've met the last five Miss Universes. We see them as these amazing figureheads, as women, you know, that are strong and powerful and confidently beautiful. And they're just regular people, and being able to get to know them as people has been fantastic. And being able to see, you know, at the end of the day, they're 20-somethings with cell phones, being able to make a difference and change the world and be ambassadors to their countries and other countries around the world.
Wow. And so do you have any upcoming exciting guests that you'd like to give our listeners a sneak peek about?
Well, this week I have Casey, who's going to be on. She's competing for Mrs. Indiana. That's this Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Next Sunday, Tiffany is going to be on my show, so I'm looking forward to that. So it's next Sunday, the 28th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm also going to have a little different. We're having a performer from pageants. His name is Jake Cool. He'll be on the 27th at 5 p.m., so next Saturday. And then the newly crowned Miss Las Vegas America, she's competing next Sunday, the 28th, and her very first appearance will be on our show on the 29th. So a lot of stuff going on.
absolutely. And what are some of the pageants that you'll be actually attending this year? Do you have your schedule mapped out yet for your Pageantry Now program?
We kind of play it by ear. I mean, the big ones, obviously, that I know I'm going to Miss USA, so that is a definite. So right now that's the one. And then, of course, I'm going to the United Nations pageant in Jamaica. So those are the two big plans that I have. Everything else kind of like falls in as I'm asked to judge or as I'm asked to be part of the different systems. So it's kind of open, and we keep it kind of open, you know, just so that we have the availability to be able to go and do stuff. But usually about 6 weeks out is when I know what's going on. But I finally convinced my sister-in-law, who's never been to Las Vegas, I finally convinced her that this year we are doing Miss USA. And I'm looking forward to seeing whoever is crowned and taking over Kyra's spot as Miss USA. So.
Well, and don't they, we have the two back-to-back Miss DCs, correct? And so
yeah.
We're going to see if it'll be a trifecta is what everybody.
We're looking for a three-peat. It's only happened once in Miss USA history where you've had more than two in a row, and that was with Texas, and Texas had the longest reign of Miss USA. So, and Jules from PR Pageant Consulting is their coach, and she's here in South Florida as well. A shout out to Jules. She's an amazing pageant coach and has an amazing team. And, you know, I would love to see Miss DC win again. I mean, of course, whoever's the most talented, whoever the judges like, is whom I'm going to support. But wouldn't it be nice to just have something magical like that happen? So.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I'll be watching with excitement.
Too.
So.
Come to, well, we're hoping it's in Las Vegas, but come to Las Vegas. It'll be great. We'll make a party.
That's right. Well, Tiffany, we just have a few minutes left. Do we have anything last minute or anything else that we could think of that we'd love to visit with her about?
Well, I love all of my guests to just tell the listeners one piece of advice you would give someone who is thinking about competing in pageants. Like, what's just one piece of advice you would give them?
I think it's super important that you look up the right system. Many of us go into pageantry and we don't understand that there is a system for everybody, but you really have to do the background check and, you know, go on the internet, look up the systems, check them all out. Make sure that you're the right fit for what they're looking for in their title holder, and make sure that that's something you're going to be able to commit to. Because if you win a local title and then win a state title and then win a national title or an international title, you may be involved in representing the system for up to 2 years. So it's really, really important that you feel strongly about who you're representing and that they're going to support you as well.
I agree with that. I really do, because there are so many systems out there, but there are certain systems that are, like, spotlighted more than other systems. So a lot of women think, oh, well, okay, well, those are my only choices that I want to go for. But you can't do that. You have to, like you said, do your research. Look at the previous title holders. Look at the current title holders. And ask yourself, you know, do they believe in the same thing? Does the system what is the system about? Are they platform based? Do you have to look like a model to win? You know, I think that's a very good tip. But I want to
yes.
Thank you, Stacy, for being on the show, and I have had a blast.
And so have I. It's wonderful to meet you.
You as well. I think you guys are fantastic. I love what you're doing here again. I think that it's so important that we continue to take these opportunities to spotlight what pageantry is about and to make sure that we don't just hear about the top five pageants, that we give, you know, all title holders opportunities. So I'm grateful to be a guest on the show. I'm looking forward to having Tiffany on my show. And I
Yay!
Wish you guys continued success in this, because we really need to highlight each other. It's about positive pageantry and making a difference.
Absolutely. Well, you have an amazing rest of your day and weekend, and we'll be anxious to follow you on your show.
Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate it. God bless you, and have a great day, and thank you to all the listeners. I appreciate it.
You too. Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.